If you are a small business owner, I'm sure sometimes you feel like you need a marketing degree just to successfully market your business. I'm here to tell you that is not the case if you use Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning platform has powerful marketing tools to make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more. In just a few clicks, you can launch a campaign that is tailored to your business and goals. Maybe you're launching a new product, or releasing a newsletter, or want to tell your customers about upcoming deals. Constant Contact can help with all of that. This includes email, SMS, social media, and so much more, all designed to be easy so you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track business growth. Plus, Constant Contact's award-winning customer service is there for guidance along the way to help you with things like customer lists, templates, and follow-ups. Get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Empress Bank. Coming up, the latest on the 2024 NFL Draft from the team at KC Sports Network, your home for Kansas City Chiefs coverage.
Curtis Jacobs, Penn State linebacker, and one word to describe me, mysterious.
Ooh, that's a first. All right, we are here with the most mysterious linebacker in this draft, Curtis Jacobs out of Penn State. Curtis, thanks for joining us, man.
Nice to meet you. Great to see you out here.
Yeah, we're really excited to talk to you here. And just kind of let's hear a little bit about your journey through football. Mm-hmm. How did you get here? You know, when did you start?
Well, I started as a wide-eyed little kid that just needed something to do after school because I was just bad and ran around the house too much. So my mom brought me out to the field, and I always thank her for that. I feel like I've done a lot with this game, and it never would have happened if she never brought me to that field. So,
what is it about the sport of football that really appeals to you? Is there something specific about just football in particular that appeals to you and kind of like drawing that attention from you?
The physicality of it. That's something I was always drawn to when I watched it. I'm a Baltimore-raised kid, so seeing guys like Ray Lewis, T. Suggs, Ed Reed, those guys that just had a different mentality when they played the game of football. And I would love watching guys like that, and I wanted that to be a part of my game. I was always the kid running around doing those illegal crack blocks, just catching people, trying to be as physical as I can when I play football.
You know, you kind of just talked about some of the Ravens players that you've watched your whole life, but tell me about some other players that you've modeled your game after.
Yeah, recently I actually became a linebacker coming into college. So just seeing guys like Fred Warner, a guy like Micah Parsons that was on campus when I got there, just guys that they've really changed the linebacker position to a guy that can really move from sideline to sideline and showcase their speed and be those guys. I feel like they paved the way for a guy like me who can be a really athletic guy and really showcase that on the field.
Is there a coach or a teammate that you had in school that kind of just like helped you along in this transition to linebacker?
Coach Diaz, no doubt. Coach Diaz is probably the best coach I've ever had in my life. He's a different kind of motivator. He wants the best out of you, and he wants you to want the best out of you every single play. So just being around him, he'll show you how to make a tackle for 0 yards. He'll show you how to make it a 3-yard loss. Then he'll show you a TFL and teach you how to make it a sack or a fumble for a touchdown. So he's just always constantly coaching you to be better. And I feel like when you get that repeatedly, you want that for yourself. And he always used to say, I'm coaching you to be perfect, but I know you can't be perfect. But out of that, you might get excellence. And I feel like we were an excellent defense because of the way he coached us.
So What's one thing that you're really, that you really feel like you improved in your last year at Penn State?
My process. My process definitely from a weak standpoint, and then even off the field. I feel like I was really taking care of my body to a different level. I've been really getting extra film, just being the guy that can bring our linebackers together and get us all on the same page. And I feel like that's a big part of why we were one of the best defenses in the country, because we were always on the same page almost every down.
So what's that process like for you? You guys watch film as a team and everything, but what is your own film watching or preparation for a game week kind of look like?
Well, it starts on Mondays. Mondays are our off day. We make sure we get in there as a linebacker group. I like to watch a team's explosive plays, like what makes an OC tick, what he likes to do. And then I watch third down, seeing what an OC likes to get to when they're under pressure, how much trust he has in his quarterback to be that guy to make the decisions. Just seeing stuff like that. I like to pick up on things like that in film and use it to my advantage when we play teams.
And tell me about a moment this season that you really feel like your film preparation kind of shown in a play that you made.
Well, it was actually a play that got called back, but it was the O-State game. McCord had stepped up in the pocket. I was able to strip it and score a touchdown off of it, and I felt like that's just a tribute to seeing how his pocket movement is, seeing how he's going to react when we have our fast DNs like Adisa Isaac and Chop Robinson get in his face. And I knew where he was going to step up, and I knew I was responsible for if he moved off the spot, I got to make a play on the ball. So I knew he was going to be loose with the ball, just punched at it, made a play, and was able to change the game for about 10 seconds.
If somebody hasn't watched you play yet, what is one game they should go back and start with just to see the full Curtis Jacobs experience and get an idea of who you are as a player?
I will go back 2022 Minnesota. It's a different situation. Penn State whiteout. Just most hype I've ever been in a game. And I couldn't tell you why I came into that game like that, but I was just on fire. I felt like I couldn't do any wrong. I was in the backfield constantly, just full motor to the ball every play. And I feel like if teams watch that, they can really see the type of player I am.
All right, so tell me about something that you're really trying to improve through the pre-draft process and something you're trying to maybe show NFL teams that you're capable of.
That I'm an instinctual player. I feel like that's a part of my game that I didn't always get to showcase, and I felt like I can really show that I'm a guy that can make plays on the ball and can really be a sideline-to-sideline linebacker in this NFL, which is needed, honestly.
So would you rather come downhill and make a tackle for loss, forces a team to punt, or would you rather lock up a tight end in coverage one-on-one, force an incompletion to force the punt? Which would you prefer?
The one that scores on defense.
Great answer. It's a great answer.
That's my mentality every time I take the field. How can I score on defense? Whether it's strip sack, whether it's an interception, just how can I get my hands on the ball and affect the game?
All right, let's say you get in the end zone in a big game. It's the game winner. Mm-hmm. Would you rather it be at home in front of your home crowd? Crowd going nuts, celebrating with the home team.
No, I like people being sad.
So you rather go on the road and shut it down.
I like people being sad. Like if you gave me the opportunity to either play a playoff game at home or play a playoff game on the road, I'm taking the road every time.
Love it.
So I want to ask you about just kind of your motivation as a football player. Do you think you're more driven by people that have kind of doubted you throughout your life, throughout your playing career, or more of trying to prove the people right that supported you throughout this entire process?
Really, my biggest battle is with me. I want to prove myself right before anybody. And I just want to double down on myself, better myself, and be the guy I say I am.
All right, so let's fast forward a little bit. Let's go to April. It's draft weekend. Where are you going to be? And when you get that call, what are those emotions going to be like?
It's going to be overwhelming. I'm going to be with family, probably in my house. I don't know if I want to do something too special. I just want to be around the people that made it happen for me. My mom and dad who worked as hard as they could to provide for four children. Around my sisters who always supported me, was always there for me. Just family. And I want to make sure I thank every single one of them for being there for me along the process.
That's great to hear. And best of luck to you, Curtis.
Thank you, guys.
That's Penn State linebacker Curtis Jacobs.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.